This is Dan Jones. Today we are going to continue our study of Abraham, that great man of faith, who is called the friend of God. Twice in the Old Testament he is so designated, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, Isaiah 41, and verse 8, and once in the New Testament, James 2, verse 23. Genesis chapter 22 tells us that God tried or tested Abraham's faith by commanding him to offer his son Isaac upon the altar. The Lord said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Genesis 22, verse 2. Without question or complaint, Abraham took Isaac to the appointed place. He prepared the altar, he laid Isaac upon it, and he took his knife to slay him. At that point, the angel of the Lord stopped him, saying, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Genesis 22, verse 12. His faith had been tried, and it stood the test. He demonstrated that he was ready to do anything God commanded. When the inspired writer James referred to this event in Abraham's life, he used it as an example of faith coupled with obedience. He said, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." James 2, 21-23. The implication is that if Abraham had refused to do what the Lord required, his faith would not have been real. It would not have been sufficient. The faith that is acceptable to God, the kind of faith that will bless and save, is the faith that obeys. A profession of faith without the willingness to obey the commands of God is nothing less than hypocrisy. James says, "Faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect," meaning whole or complete. Now, the works he did were not of his own initiative. They were not acts that Abraham designed or that he simply thought were good things to do. Not at all. These were works that God commanded. These were works of God. God required them. His obedience to these commands was faith in action. Faith moved Abraham to do the will of God. His faith was so strong that he readily did whatever God commanded him to do. This is characteristic of Abraham. The very first we read about Abraham is that the Lord called him to leave his homeland and to go out into a strange land. Hebrews 11:8 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went." There was only one reason for Abraham to leave his home and go into a foreign, unfamiliar, unknown land. It was because God told him to go. His faith moved him to obedience. Suppose Abraham had reasoned, "I believe in God, but what he commands does not seem necessary to me. I am not going to do it. After all, I do have faith, and that should be enough without having to do what God says." Could he have pleased the Lord with that attitude? Certainly not. Saying he believed but refusing to obey would have availed nothing. Faith without doing God's commandments is dead faith. It does not, cannot, and will not save. Abraham was called the friend of God because his faith led him to obey. Abraham lived in a dispensation far removed from our own. Yet, the fundamental principle of his service to God has not been changed. As in the case of Abraham, we must have faith that motivates and compels us to do the commands of God. Like Abraham, we can be the friends of God, but not without faith that produces obedience to God's word. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." John 15:14. Dear listener, are you willing to truly apply this principle to yourself by going to the Bible to learn what God commands, and then believe and obey His will from the heart? Indeed, we hope and pray that such is the case.